musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. And you have made it to World Poetry Open Mic. And I'm your humble host. I'm J. Todd Underhill, aside with my other host, Mr. Michael Amade.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you? I'm celebrating, brother.
I'm celebrating as well.
We got huge, and I mean huge news.
Yes, yes, massive news.
Bigger than Iron Man's voice. That's how huge it is.
Bigger than whose voice?
Iron Man. Ira.
Oh, Ira. Yeah, that's a pretty big voice.
Also, we've got our other co-host working all things technical and donning the microphone every once in a while. Please welcome Mr. JT.
Well, thank you. Bigger than me?
You are bigger than eight boys, nine thumbs.
I'm sorry. My nine thumbs. Yes. I lost one. I'm sorry.
You should see how many ring fingers he has.
Awesome. Anyway, what we do here is we do poetry. We want PG-13 or under. We don't want any cursing. If you drop the magical F-bomb, you're gone. We do give a little way on content and humor and... Basically,
obviously.
You just call up and share your, yes, obviously, call up and share your poetry. You call 303-386-3598. I do want to give special thanks to our station's general underwriters for this hour. My Mom's Pies, they're at 201 Murray Street, Niwot, Colorado. Give them a call, 303-652-MOMS, or check them out at the web at www.mmpies.com.
My Mom's Pies.
You don't want to look up mymomspies.com. That is a website of a different nature altogether. Also, At the Beach, 31 locations in Denver at the metro area. Check them out at atthebeach.com. And we want to thank our underwriters.
Absolutely.
IdleVoiceLessons.com and USACarpetInc.com. Thank you guys for making everything possible. Do you want to announce our huge news?
Well, do you want to? How about, you know, I'm going to let you announce it in your big radio voice.
All right. Here we go. We're going to go with the over-the-top announcement of our huge news.
Okay. Sunday. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry.
No, Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been solidified. World Poetry Open Mic will be on MSC Network for one full year. Woo!
Wow,
that's
was a
right.
Very underwhelming applause on our part.
Yes.
But our hearts are louder.
Our hearts are very loud. We have our first caller. Please welcome to the line. She is probably celebrating every bit as much as we are. Ellie.
Hi, J. John. How are you?
I'm doing good. Did you hear our news?
No, I was afraid to put the radio on at the same time. I was waiting for you to... I always miss the first part.
That's fine. What's our huge news of the night is we have come to terms on a contract. World Poetry Open Mic is going to be here at MSC Radio Network for one full year.
Terrific. Yay!
And you have poetry you want to share with us tonight?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, this kind of fits in. We can say the fairies had a part in it.
Well, I agree they did.
Yeah. My poem that I've got for you tonight is Our Pens Are Filled with Fairy Dust.
Excellent.
And I'll start out. Youthful hearts of any age beat with fantasy of fairy wings and mystic things. Poets know these flights of fancy that light upon their pens of prose, glimmers of inspiration that gleam at the midnight hour. Illuminations crown the mind in starry wonder and mystic musings that flow through poetic veins from heart to hand that holds the pen. Fairies dance their flights of fancy upon a poet's pen, and fairy dust becomes the ink upon the empty page. Words take wing in gossamer prose that fly the empty heart as red to worlds beyond this earthly place where fairy laughter and flights of fancy delight their hearts to blissful youth and fairy dreams take flight.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Ellie, again,
you just are a huge friend of the show, and I want to thank you for calling in every week. And I want to thank you for making our contract extension possible. It's callers like you and like Dennis that make this possible, and I want to thank you very much.
Well, I was praying like crazy about that contract getting signed.
You and I both.
Because I wouldn't want to miss this for the world. I just look forward to it every Friday, and I look forward to listening to all the other poets. And I think this is just going to take off and maybe bring poetry back.
You know,
where it belongs.
I like the venue, and I like the way that it's working out so far. We just, you know, we got to invest the time and grow it a little bit, and who knows what's going to happen.
Yep.
Ellie, thank you.
Brandon.
Go ahead.
All right, J-Ty. Well, listen, have a good evening, and I'll be listening to the show.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
If you want to call in like Ellie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. If you want to call and read your poetry, we also have had some people who've sent us poetry through worldpoetryopenmic.net in the contact form. Now, we've already cut that off for the evening, but you can send it in. Now, the other thing, just very quickly as we're doing our beginning, is if you try calling in and for some reason you get an answering machine or something like that, just keep trying back. It just means our lines are full, and we absolutely do want to hear from you during the hour.
Of course, and if you feel inclined, leave a message. Say, hey, I'm trying to call in, and leave us where you're from. That way we can mark it on a map and know where our callers are coming from.
Absolutely.
Once again, that number is 303-386-3598, and we have another stunning poet on the line. Please welcome... From New Orleans, Louisiana, she is Individuality.
Tonight I'll be reading Size 3 Casket.
Cool.
Starvation eagerly awaited her last morsel of food to digest. Imagination got the best of her body. She couldn't, but had to confess. Persuasion was beyond uncanny, removed her plate mighty fast. Desperation covered her face, wanting that flavor to last. Damnation wished upon that food that took too long to pass. All of exaggeration brought on from calories and loads of trans fats. Blindation, which isn't a word, is what they thought she had. Facing the mirror, this size 5 girl saw a size 30 bear. Thinking she'd gotten too big, self-consciously, she forced her clothes to tear. Vowed that eventually she'd fit a size 2 casket. February 13, 2013, she died in anorexia. Punish herself on the way to heaven for needing a size 3 casket.
Wow. Individuality. Tackling a tough subject.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
As always, it's such a pleasure having you call in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We going to hear from you next week, Individuality?
Yes.
And are we going to hear from you throughout the year now that we signed that one-year contract? Well, we haven't signed it. It's the verbiage is all worked out. All it has to do is be retyped, and we're signing it. So it's a done deal.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Individuality. We'll hear from you next week. All right. And once again, if you want to call in like Individuality, like Ellie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. No, this is not a pledge drive. We're not trying to get your money, well, unless you want to give it to us. And
if you want to give it to us, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
But we'll let you read the poetry anyway. And
as an added bonus.
But, you know, it's really, you know, one thing that Ellie had said about bringing poetry back, I think the thing is that's really cool is there's a lot of people who say that, and because it seems so under the current. But the reality is poetry never left. It's just it doesn't have a forum like this where you can hear how much is actually going on.
Yeah, and really, this type of forum wasn't available until internet radio, really.
Exactly.
Because of the fact that getting a broadcast worldwide like we do, it was unheard of until the advent.
How many years would it take to do that? You know, it's just it's mind-boggling to think about.
It's mind-boggling. Very
you
cool.
You know, when you get confused and your mind just your thoughts all get stuck like
that
they're in a bottle.
All right. Anyway, we've got another caller. Please welcome to the line. She is Shannon from Clearwater, Florida.
Hi, I'd like to read a poem called Prophecy tonight.
Excellent, Shannon.
All right. Prophecy. Prophetic pens are tested. during the hurricanes of an emotion. Once spoken, village voices carry on like yodels upon the cliffs. Unique interpretations will be transcribed in their ephemeral memories, while a synthetic singer disparages crowds for heretical homage. My testimony for what was witnessed sounds like a symposium, yet the mystery of my martyred motivations warbles operatic chords. I grow like a daisy next to roses, smelling their sweet perfume and haunted by my Xanthian core, especially near the fires. There is nothing to cry about in this lamentable listlessness. Apollo has forsaken me and Athena cares not. The chariot stumbles on my gray gravel pathways and the horsepower of my vocals sound like engines. I am sandwiched between Hamlet and Ophelia, spreading my yolks like Miracle Whip upon the breadline. My savage introspection wipes away the hours while I sin against the sun and sound of the sacrificed. Knowing is not doing, and apathy is a sociopath romancing indolence by the light of a computer screen. Yet repletion comes in the form of a silent television while a shark flies above the clouds, leaving jet streams.
Well done.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, after listening to that poem, that this poet loves you to your Xanthian core. That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you for calling our show. Once again, if you want to call in like Shannon, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Or if you have something you'd like us to read, if you're listening to the show and you have a poem you think would be great, but it's a little nerve-wracking to call, we understand. Feel free to go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, and you can send it to us through the contact form, and we'll be able to read it next week on the show.
Yes. And we do have some of that poetry now, but we're being told that we do have a break we have to go to. So, but the board op is very busy right now, so I'm going to buy them a little bit of time. Also, if you want to go to our website, you can like us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can email us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
That's right.
But we are going to have to take a break. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood. Or visit Phantom8.com.
Party just rolls on here at KZKO The Vibe, celebrating our one-year contract extension. Brother, I am so happy. I'm grinning from ear to ear to ear.
Yes, the cat's out of the bag. Jay Todd Underhill has 3 ears.
All right, well, Michael Lass, we are going to go to the phone line. We do have a caller. Please welcome to the line. He is Isaiah from Utah.
Hello.
Hey, Isaiah. Is this Isaiah Wallowing Bowl?
Yes, it is.
I actually have one of your pieces queued up that I was going to read, but since you're here live reading, go ahead and go with yours.
Alrighty, here we go. So this is one called Time. Okay. It's another one of those days when the clouds hold the rain from washing away all the pain, the reasons I cannot explain, the minutes drag the hour, while the second hand gets louder, my heart breaks time for a little power as my emotions lay at the top of the clock tower, awaiting a voice out there to call my name and spare me a look. So I might regain the strength to gather my thoughts and reclaim the length of time it took for me to put myself back together so I might come up from under the weather, because days like these never last forever.
Well done.
Yeah, I had another one, too, I wanted to read real quick.
Go for it. Bring it, brother.
Okay. Alrighty. This one's called The Night Sky. Okay. I couldn't get rid of darkness if I tried. While the night sky passes by, the earth turns and the sun shines on the other side. But we forget to notice the beauty in being alive and the thought that we have the ability to thrive. Yet somewhere the feelings get bottled up inside, page by page, and time after time you let others play with your mind, only letting you know that you're out of line or just some kind of weirdo that can only show you how far fear will go. Only you will know, so don't be a victim of a broken heart. Just depart from the hurt and pain, no matter how hard it may be to contain words that you might say in vain. Show them nothing but love, and they'll do the same.
Well done, brother.
Yep.
Now, is your book out yet, Isaiah?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Is your book out yet?
Yes, yep. It's called Read and Relate. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, say the name of the book and say your full name again so people can look it up.
Read and Relate at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, and it's Isaiah Wallowing Bull, by Isaiah Wallowing Bull.
And you're definitely going to want to run out and buy that book, because you're going to get writing like you just witnessed there.
Or just stay in and go on Amazon and buy the book, because running out looking for Amazon is generally a losing proposition.
That's true. BarnesandNoble.com, too, is available on the internet.
Hey, Isaiah, thanks so much for calling in. Really,
so you're going to want to open up another instant of your web browser and go out and buy that. There you go. You happy?
I'm happy now. Hey, if you want to call in and read your poetry like Isaiah at 303-386-3598, you are more than welcome to. Once again, the number is
303-386-3598, and I'm going to read one that we got off our website. This is by Zahra Akbar.
A prolific poet on our website.
And this is one called A Poem on Agony. A transfixed agony sometimes denies to cross the borders of pleading eyes, abstracting with its hue their salient desires, in illusions of depths mystifies. In undiscovered tongue secretly carves lamentations of unborn goodbyes, of reflecting truths and liquors blamed, when asked for accounts it lies. In uninvited nights behind eyes closed, relived are the dreams where love never dies.
You know, she's... Zahar, is it Zahar?
I think it's Zara or Zara.
Zara or Zara. We apologize if we're destroying your name, by the way.
Yeah, you need to send us a pronunciation guide for that. But I love your poetry. You are amazing. We've got another one by her. I think I might do it later or next week or something.
No, I did hear something unfortunate. Of course, being now that we've extended this and it's going on for another year, that means something. It means that JT gets his little corrections segment, which is part of his condition of working on the show.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
So it's another year
of being corrected.
Of being corrected. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate your criticism.
Oh,
you know, I want to do nothing more than just to please you, right? You
yeah.
know that?
Oh, I
that's what I'm all about here.
You're a performance
that's right.
monkey.
You're great. Thank you. So, J. Todd.
All right.
The other night, just so you know, it really doesn't take 150 dealings to get a pair of aces.
It doesn't?
No, it takes a 212.
What?
That's what I did wrong.
Yeah.
You still lost at poker. I just want you to know that.
I know. Also, I do have to correct myself.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
You were wrong?
I was wrong. It's not El Guapo.
Oh.
It's El Chapo.
El Chapo.
El Chapo.
C-H-A-P-O.
Well, let's cue the people in. We're talking about in our pre-production meeting.
We were. We were talking about the...
drug lord.
The drug lord that I thought was in a totally different place than he was.
well, there's not much difference between Chicago and Guatemala, my friend.
It might be a heat difference right now, but that's about it. No, I don't know. Can't disparage anything
and
in Chicago.
Calling that's... him El Chapo, which is his real name.
I called him El Guapo.
El Guapo from the Three Amigos.
And
wonderful.
That's what I thought he was doing, was going by this thing, going, I can pull this off.
Well, you know, I think if you think about it, El Chapo is a much scarier name.
It is.
Yes. I mean, it's his name's almost a verb.
Yes,
El Chapo. El Chapo. Well, what do you do?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was actually saw it online today that he may or may not have been killed in a gunfight down in Guatemala.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know how we get into these conversations, but I love them.
Now that we're this far off track, let's rein it back in. If you want to call in, 303-386-3598.
As a matter of fact, just so you know, that number again is 303-386-3598.
That's excellent.
And we do have a caller on the line.
We do. Do you want to introduce her?
It's Gypsy V. Orleans.
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, I'm ready.
Gypsy, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing wonderful now that we're celebrating.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And you're gonna share with us tonight?
I'm sorry?
You're gonna share a poem with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
Right on. I know you always bring it.
Okay, the title of this piece is called Strength of a Woman.
All right.
Okay, you ready for me to go?
Anytime you are.
Okay. She's a blonde, brunette, a redhead. Her hair is cornrowed, relaxed, naturally curly, or weaved. It is decorated with lacquered chopsticks, hibiscus blooms, feathers, shells, beads, antique silver barrettes, or covers. Her eyes are lined in coal. Lips are dyed crimson or earthy brown. Subtle foundation gives her face a healthy glow. She has a ring in her nose and a pierced tongue. Sedate pearls adorn her ears, while a ruby graces her forehead. She dresses in faded jeans, muumuus, business suits, spandex, strapless sheets, and poet's smocks. She goes barefoot, but must have Prada and Gucci, lives in sneakers. She scents of Giorgio, Chanel, and Givenchy, Avon colognes, oils blended by the Rastas, and the purity of soap and water. She's blessed youth, enhanced by the passion of years. She's loud, boisterous, fun-loving. But she's also quiet, shy, and withdrawn. She's cool, calm, easygoing, prone to anger and hysteria. She's a scripture-quoting teetotaler. She's a hard-drinking, heavy liver. She's organized, efficient, a borderline obsessive compulsive. She's a fickle, talented, creative slob. She's your sister, your mother, your daughter, aunt, niece, friend. She's you. She's me. She's woman. She's vulnerable. She looks into the eyes, feels the touch, tastes the sweat, smells the breath, hears the voice of a rapist. She's encountered evil, and it leaves her scarred. Yet she endures, for she is a survivor. Thank you.
Well done.
Gypsy, as always, I don't know what to say after hearing you read. I mean, it is, first of all, it's the power of the words that you are delivering, but also someone else could be reading it, and it wouldn't have anywhere near the impact that your voice does and the way you read and the tempo that you take with it.
Okay. Thank
Excellent.
You.
I thank you very much for calling the show. We're going to hear from you again next week?
Sure.
Excellent. Gypsy,
we absolutely love it when you call, and thank you for having an individuality call as well.
Yes, we want to hear from you for the next 52 weeks because we're celebrating tonight our one-year contract.
The one that called me to remind me my grandmother tonight is Friday night.
Nice.
That's great. Well, thank you, individuality. We appreciate both of you ladies calling us.
Okay, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you want to call in like Gypsy, individuality, Ellie, Isaiah, just call us 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. Now, keep in mind, and this isn't meant to frighten people. This is a great thing. I know it sounds a little bit nerve-wracking when you call and get on the air, but it's really, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are wishing they could call in or trying to work it up. But the thing is this is a really great community for poetry.
And
the
it thing, is. The thing and there's we found, no pressure.
There really is. And there really isn't pressure. And the thing we found is that when people calling in, they may get nervous about it, but there is a whole bunch of poets out there rooting for every single caller And it's really great seeing the kind of community that pops up.
Exactly.
So if you're on the fence, you're not sure, just give it a try. 303-386-3598.
And once again, no pressure at all. It's just me, Mike, the Ape Boy, in 140 countries that we're broadcasting in. So there's really no pressure.
There's really no pressure. You know, it's just three guys hanging out. 303-386-3598.
We had another submission from our website. This is by a poet named John Pyle. This is entitled Pillars of Time. Nostalgia. Sweeter than summer's childhood thrills when pride and shame did not exist and our stewards were the eldest among us. Virgin glades and frivolous escapades, dancing to the winds and waves, slaying dragons and saving maidens, chasing dreams and jumping bandwagons. Vagabonds and miscreants, we, children of forestry, ragamuffins and gypsy folk from Neverland to Roanoke, carefree and tipsy with glee, speaking only when need be, laughing, dashing, living free, not a single frown could be seen. But age and duty have taken hold, our backs have bent with growing old, and faces once so bright and gay have crooked and creaked at day after day, until the one thing left to see is our fading past in memory, a life well spent in play and song, a life that's soon to be all but gone.
That was a great one, didn't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I was really happy when I was reading that, you know, during the different emails submissions. I thought that was just such a really nice one. And once again, by John Pyle there. Now, we have a caller on the air, but however, if you want to call in, give us a call, 303-386-3598. In fact, someone in Denver did that.
Yes.
Named Amanda, and she is on the air. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
Amanda, this is the Phantom calling our show.
Yes. Oh, I heard the great news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're in Denver. Are you going to come to our post-show party, I guess?
Yes. I will be there.
We're going to go make fools of ourselves at a local village inn.
Like we don't do that every week.
Yay, we get to do that on the air for 52 weeks.
Exactly.
Yes, fantastic. All right. Well, I've got one that I stumbled across tonight I just wanted to share with you guys.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Okay. It's by Christina Rossetti, and it's called Uphill. Does the road wind uphill all the way? Yes, to the very end. Will the day's journey take the whole long day? From morn to night, my friend. But is there for the night a resting place? A roof for when the slow dark hours begin? May not the darkness hide it from my face? You cannot miss that inn. Shall I meet other wayfarers at night? Those who have gone before? Then must I knock or call when just in sight? They will not keep you standing at the door. Shall I find comfort, travel sore and weak? Of labor you shall find in the sun. Will there be beds for me and all who seek? Yes. Beds for all who come.
Well done, Amanda.
Thanks. It's a lot of fun. I was like, oh, that's so perfect. So
that's a great one. Thank you.
I don't know which I enjoy more. I like having you in the studio, but I like it when you're a caller, too.
Well, thank you.
Can we get
right,
you like
well,
halftime?
I'm going to get off the line so someone else can call in.
Excellent. All thank right? you, Amanda.
Have a good night.
We'll see you down at VI.
All right. Bye.
Now, we're going to have to go to break here. However, give us a call if you want to read on the air, 303-386-3598.
Once again, we'll cue you up after break. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. You're listening to KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there's something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence? We'll be right back.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
With the bumper music from the Batman soundtrack.
Is that what that's from?
That's from the Batman soundtrack, back when the Dark Knight was the real Dark Knight. And Michael Keaton, you know, which was very cerebral.
Exactly. Now, so, wow, because I thought JT had gone off the deep end and gotten, like, really funky on us.
No, that's Prince, man.
I didn't know it was from the Batman soundtrack.
Yeah, no, I know the Batman soundtrack. When I was a kid, I had that thing. Now, the other thing I'm interested in here, of course, people can't see this. How come there's a coincidence that you're playing a song from the Batman movie with Jack Nicholson? You used to wear purple when he played the Joker. Everybody here is wearing purple but me.
You didn't get the memo?
I don't know. Maybe I ignored the purple memo. I don't really have a lot of purple to wear.
We sent it out at 3 o'clock this morning.
If I wore purple, too, we'd walk into Village Inn and look like a bunch of grapes.
Or you're the Batman.
You are the Batman.
I'm Batman.
Think about that. Think about that. You're
sorry,
in all black.
I just
black.
Instantly say that. I am in all black.
Oh,
that's true.
Goodness. How many times on this show have you said, I'm Batman?
That's the second time.
All right. So we do have a submission. Oh, actually, we do have a caller. Please welcome to the line. She is Kat from Arizona.
Hi.
Hi, is this Kat?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the line with World Poetry Open Mic. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing
congratulations,
good.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kat.
And you want to share a poem with us? Or are you just
calling
to complain?
Oh, yes, I have. No, I have a humorous poem I'm going to read.
Excellent.
It's called Catonomics.
All right.
I'm here to offer you undeniable proof. We can't afford a dog, and that's the truth. I've crunched the numbers for hours. You see, I'm math genius is one of my powers. Between the rent and payment for the car, filling the fridge and stocking the bar, adding the dog would be quite impossible, and I might add, not fiscally responsible. The budget is stretched to its very max. The idea of a dog, you'll just have to axe. What's that you say? You'll forego the purebred? You think you should have a kid instead. Let me take another look at the books. Do you really want a combo of both your looks? I'm pretty sure and without a doubt, having a baby too is completely out. The decision is out of your hands, you say? Your wife took a pregnancy test today. A joy for you and for me a life of dread. If you want me, I'll be living under your bed.
I like it.
That was great.
Kat, wonderfully done. Is this your first time calling us?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
This is your first time calling us, right?
Yes, it is. Yes,
I want to thank you for calling us, and I want to urge you to call back again next week.
Yeah, that was great.
That was wonderful.
Okay. I like cat.
Thank you.
I'm going to start using the phrase catonomics more this week.
Well, her words kind of spawn poetics. I'm sitting here thinking, okay, if you're good at multiplication and long division, subtraction and addition, then you must be a mathematician.
Oh.
So I might have to write that out later. Once again, if you want to call in like Kat did from Arizona, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
We're going to go to the submission we had by our social media representative.
Okay.
This is called Untitled. Angels will last forever. Love will last a lifetime. Family will be there through it all. I have an angel. I have the family. But you wrecked my heart that can give me love. Love that can make me smile. Now I need an angel here on earth unless you fix this heart. But you won't. So here I am saying a silent goodbye. I'm going to find my angel. That's written by our social media representative. She's quite the poet too.
That's very, very nice. You'd think it runs in the family or something.
It might. Because our social media representative may or may not be related to me.
May or may not be.
I cannot
course.
Confirm yeah. or deny that accusation.
Okay, so yeah, therefore we're completely not saying that she's related to you, right?
Not my daughter.
Okay.
Actually, when she's good, she's my daughter. When she's not good, she's my wife's daughter.
Fair enough. Hey, speaking of good, we have a great caller on the line, someone who always brings great energy and great poetry to the show. Dennis, how are you, sir?
I am very well. How are you doing this evening?
We're doing great.
Oh, I'm doing great. This is an amazing party we're having. And you're in it.
Yes. That's great news to hear. And I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, too.
And well, good for you.
I do want to thank Robert and the rest of the MSC family for making this possible and having this poetic forum. Thank you guys very much.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We do sure appreciate it.
And you're going to share a poem with us?
Yes, I have a poem tonight. The title is "There Is a Bridge."
All right.
There is a bridge that sees both sides. The space between it there resides. There is a bridge. There is a bridge that separates two extremes, both loves and hates. There is a bridge. There is a bridge that can unite, span the gulf between day and night. There is a bridge. There is a bridge that offers hope, that precious gift whereby we cope. There is a bridge. There is a bridge that sees both sides, that separates, that can unite, that offers hope. You are that bridge.
Nice. Dennis, as always.
Thank you, thank you.
Even Ape Boy in the booth was applauding. And yeah. I'm like, heck yes.
No, that's a great one, man. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate you giving me the chance to share it, and I'm looking forward to the next 52 weeks.
I am too, and I want to give you a special thank you. You're helping run our All Poetry group, and all the efforts that you've made to help proliferate poetry and World Poetry Open Mic have not gone unnoticed, my friend. And when you ever get to Denver, you and I are going to sit down and have a cup of your favorite Joe, and I'm buying.
All right. Sounds like a deal.
Right on, brother.
Till next time, God bless.
God bless you.
Till next time, Dennis. Once again, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. And we have a very special segment, one that's dear to my heart, at least.
Dear to your heart.
We don't have theme music quite yet, but... The Haiku Massa.
The Haiku Massa. All right, so... I actually have some to choose from, but I'm going to choose only two because we try to keep it short. All right, so what we're going to do is these kind of reference a particular thing, and want to see kind of what everybody thinks it is. So if you think you know what this is, send it to us on our Facebook. We'll see who's right.
Okay? Or Twitter.
Or Twitter.
Yeah.
Either one. All right, so what are we talking about in these haikus? Long, short, or ingrown... Clip them, chew them, paint them up. Hammers are your doom.
Wow. Okay. I'm lost. Go ahead.
Are you lost on that one? Really? Okay. This one will probably change it for you. Three was all it took. Piercing not just hands and feet. Sacrifice you held.
Wow. Now, I know what it is. I'm not going to say it in case somebody's hitting our Facebook right now with it.
Right. And I will throw out something. It is not
tire irons.
Or yeah, that's fair enough. It's also, I was going to say, not the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, but fire irons kind of took that. Although hammers might be that beautiful vehicle's doom as well.
All right, we've got another caller on the line. Please welcome. He's a regular on our show. He's Bob from New Mexico. Bob, welcome aboard, brother.
Hey, well, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for being such a strong supporter of our show also.
Oh, man, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, man.
Yeah, we're second family, man. So anybody that loves to hear us talk about what we wrote, I'm all for you guys.
Excellent, and we do love hearing your words, man.
Yeah, great. I have a couple I'd like to share, if that's all right.
That'd be fine.
Okay. The first one is called Pen to the Paper, and it's about writing. The pen in the heart, with your hand in parts, let it bleed from the tips of each finger. The light or the dark, your voice is your art, the smoke of the soul must linger. I know this rhythm, this writer's wisdom, my life's in the palm of my hand. The word holds my freedom, my poetic kingdom, reigning o'er my rhetorical land. Silence is my enemy, drowning the muse in me, hindering what I must be, fighting the tyranny, the din that's inside of me. This hero is the enemy. Touch the pen to the paper, sooner or later, your life's in the palm of your hand. All that will matter, what you may write there, speaking as your heart must command.
Nice.
And my second one, I named it after a man. His name is Staff Sergeant Romisha, who just recently won the Medal of Honor.
All right.
Okay, so it's called Romisha. I am a body of conflict in my dress blues, outwardly at attention, inwardly I'm saddened. Yet where does this joy come from? There's a bright, shiny piece of metal around my neck, while there's collected dust around my buddies' heads. Why should I rejoice over my honor? There's none with their death. I did what I had to do, being driven by duty and love. Both tell me I would do it again with more determination. I'm not a hero. I'm only a soldier. I think I'll receive this honor, not only for myself. I'll receive it for those who paid more dearly than me, those that should be honored with those they left behind. I carry a medal. They carry tears of grief and a memory failing to be the one remembered.
Wow.
That's a very powerful
Bob,
one there, Bob.
That was such a powerful poem and such an apropos poem for everything we discussed before going on the air. Yeah, and MSE is strongly standing behind our troops. And I think everybody that's involved with World Poetry of a Mic should, too. Because there's a bunch of America's sons and daughters that are overseas fighting for our right to say what we want to say on the air and share our poetry. And I am truly blessed by that poem, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was inspired by his speech. That was a lot of what he said in that poem.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
I got goosebumps. I wanted you to know that. And, you know, I've been around the block a time or two. It takes a very powerful poem to give me goosebumps.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you,
Bob. All right, guys.
Hey, Bob, have a great night. Thanks so much.
Here's to a year coming up.
Exactly. 52 That's right. weeks of this madness. Once again, if you want to call in like Bob from New Mexico, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And you can start submitting right now for next week because we've already done the cutoff for this show.
Right, at worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just go to the contact form. You can put it in there. Now, sometimes we get a lot of poetry. We have to kind of select, but I promise you, we try to get to everybody. We don't just disqualify you off your poetry. So
no.
If you're even wondering if you should do it, go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it. Or you can email it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
Yeah, either one.
And we do have to take a break, however. Our producer is telling us we need to go. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Drug markets, submarkets. Sometimes I wonder why I ever got in. Blood market, love market. Sometimes I wonder why they need me.
Once again,
you
listen to World Poetry Open Mic. Comes in a little glass vial. On KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcaster in Maryland. Where did you find that, man? I want you to know.
Do you know what this is?
No.
Oh, brother. Mike,
I don't remember the name of it.
This Repo the genetic opera.
Okay. First off, we're going to take the smoke and mirrors out of it. You picked music that's supposed to like get me fired up and going. I just want you to know tonight is a wasted effort because you could be playing Mantovani and I'd be through the room.
I mean, I don't really know if there's any smoke and mirrors. I think. But you
the
understand.
Only smoke is from us flying by the seat of our pants.
But there is a subtle art to the music that JT uses when we come in at, from the commercial breaks.
Yes, he is the Salvador Dali of music selection. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Once again, if you want to call in, be one of our last callers. We're running out of time for this show. Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now,
wait. Before you go. I'm sorry. I forgot something. The Cephi speeders were air speeders used in Thirstra during the Clone Wars.
Really?
Yes, and Sentry 7 was a Cephi speeder. Okay.
What?
Oh, what? Where did that come from?
What?
That momentary what? Dork moment brought to you by idlevoicelessons.com and usacarpetinc.com.
That's right.
Oh, wait, you have something.
I do.
You do.
What do I have?
You have this.
You know what? I covered that up with. I do have to promo this. I forgot this.
Oh.
Yes. You've got to talk about this thing.
Man. I'm going to talk about this. 2013 Bicycle Tour of Colorado. It goes from June 23rd to 29th at Crested Butte Loop. It's 438 miles or 502 miles, depending on which option you speak or take. And basically, it's a bicycle tour of Colorado that's being put on by a bunch of fabulous sponsors. Acclimate, Adventure Cycling, Paul Cyclery. Check them out. Land Rover Denver is even involved.
Really?
Yes.
That's going to be interesting.
Now, just so you guys know, I've been on many of these roads.
Have you?
This would be a fun course if I were in shape. I'm telling you, it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, I don't even think I'm physically fit enough to drive this course, ride it on a bicycle.
Now, see, this is where everybody goes. I immediately start imagining if they did a unicycle version of this, completely ridiculous that would look.
All right, so if you want more information, check them out at www.bicycletourcolorado.com. You can catch up with all the haps. They will have links to all their sponsors also. Tommy Knocker Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So once you get all that sweat pouring out of you, you can replace it with some Tommy Knocker. Anyway, we're not going to go there.
Well, they also make root beer, so it's not just alcohol.
Oh, okay. So now you can dehydrate yourself and then down a bunch of root beer. That sounds like a good idea. Before riding back.
Right.
All right, so to totally change directions here.
Would that be a shifting of the gears?
Oh no! Bad
look pun. At that!
Look at that!
Look at that!
8-Boy has gone punny on us.
He can head up our own pun task force.
Yes,
the Punisher. Anyway,
he's the Punisher.
So the last few weeks I'd been I kind of held off doing the children's books thing, and I've been trying to kind of reorient. I have a huge backlog of stuff, and I had brought something, but actually thought I brought something, and I didn't. So what I actually did was I grabbed a book of mine. Just a very short thing at the beginning. There's a book called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman, and it is a tremendous book. It really made a big difference in my life, and there's a quote at the beginning that kind of runs through everything that I write. And that I really love. And it seems really pertinent to a lot of what's going on in the world right now. So here it is. It's by, the quote is by Angutara Nikaya.
All right.
Try saying that 10 times fast.
I won't.
Okay. But here's the quote. It's very short. Warriors, we call ourselves. We fight for splendid virtue, for high endeavor, for sublime wisdom. Therefore, we call ourselves warriors.
Nice.
I thought it was really, really cool.
I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior for poetics and prosaic thought. I picked those two words just to
I was prosaic. I was letting that.
I am the prosaic pundit proliferating poetics. Speaking of which, I will now retouch Isaiah Wallingbull since it's been a while since he's been on the air.
Yeah.
This is his submission through our website. This is entitled Change. As I get older, seems as life is taking a new order. Here I go again, stumbling over the next border. As my self-esteem starts to get lower, I find myself giving life the cold shoulder, hanging with anyone to avoid being a loner. How did I get mixed up with the wrong crowd? Running my mouth, thinking out loud, acting as if I'm really proud. Who knew I was standing underneath that black cloud? Waiting for the next train to get me out of life in the fast lane where I was always raising Cain. After all, it was my life's, it was my life, my pain. Always feeling hurt with nothing more to gain, I start to realize it must be in vain to live and entertain a life I cannot maintain. So I'll be the first to say it's all a game before I throw it down the drain. Scared that I'm far from change. Because when life slows down, I get confused and I look around, taking one step onto solid ground, asking myself, where did everyone go? Why is time moving so slow? How did they not know I had so many goals? Why did they sit back and watch me dig hole after hole as I was only looking for happiness, not a show? I am sorry, Isaiah. I tried to get through that, and I stumbled over some of it, but well written just the same, my brother. Well done. Once again, there's still time to call in 303-386-3598 if you want to be our last caller of the evening.
That's 303-386-3598, or backwards, 8953.
No, don't do that, because they'll stall somebody else.
Exactly.
It might be international at that point.
303, well, we are World Poetry Open Mic. 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598.
You say it in Braille.
In Braille.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, I can. 303-386-3598.
Beautiful. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, it's, I'm really proud of the talent that we have here.
We are so talented.
We have great talent on this show.
We even have a talented poet as our social media representative.
Oh, another one?
No,
okay.
We have a caller.
No. Look up one.
All right. This one is entitled Miranda. And for those that don't know it, she wrote this for my first daughter and for her sister who passed away. And very touching poem. So this is simply entitled Miranda. Dearest sister of mine, for you I write this rhyme. So weak and fragile, I never knew you. 1 year older, another year gone. Daddy and mommy miss you. Pretty little angel, spread your wings. Fly up to heaven. Say hello to Harry for me. I love you, Miranda, with all of my heart. For in this time of dying, we need you. Watch over Dad and Mom, for I am growing and soon will be leaving. With that, I wrap this up. I love you, Miranda. What a poet.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
I think she's better than her dad.
Who's her dad?
Some jerk named Underhill.
Now, that was an amazing poem. It really was.
Well done.
And talk about trying to end the show on a high note. We have that poem, and then we have a return caller, actually.
All right, let's end it on a high note, then.
Hello, Miss Gypsy.
Yeah, is it okay to be the last caller?
You can be the last caller. I would love for you to be the last caller.
Okay, this piece is titled The Blues Will Set You Free.
All right.
Okay, back pressed against his beat-up car, he picks the tip on a hand-me-down guitar. He's the bastard son of B.B. King. Son of a blues man, blues he does sing. Like his daddy's, his guitar too is named Lucille. When he plucks them strings, man, it gives him a thrill. One that ain't never gone, like his old man who left him alone. See, gossip and church ladies kept up a steady buzz, made sure he never forgot who his daddy was. They talked in his presence to each other. They said nobody loved him but his mother. Sometimes he felt she was jiving him too. This shaped his mind for what he'd soon do. He bought his first guitar at the age of 2 and 10, earned the money sweeping up the dewdrop in. Blues came natural to this young boy, so strumming, he ran home to show Mama his toy. Knowing in her heart blood would win, she yelled, "That kind of music makes you sin." See, at 3 in the morning, B.B. had wooed her with the blues, then hit open highway when he got her pregnancy news. None of this thought the boy was his fault, so he kept on picking the instrument his labor had bought. He followed B.B.'s career all over the Chitlin' Circuit, dreamed of the day he, too, could work it. The young man played every joint in town, was applauded for perfectly duplicating BB's sound. He never made enough money to pay the cost of telling the town gossip he was his own boss. So he took off heading for the big city. Mama prayed them blues was showing some pity. The road was rough. Getting gigs was tough. His money ran out, leaving him down on his luck, reduced to playing street corners just to make a buck. This day he plays, hat shading his face, sees a $100 bill drop down in his guitar case. He lifts his head, squints in the midday sun, sees the smiling face of the one and only B.B. King, reaching him a brand new Lucille saying, "Play on, son, I'll sing." Thank you.
Well done.
What a great way to end the show.
No one gets out of here without singing the blues.
I apologized for that many times here.
Well done.
Gypsy, thank
actually,
you.
Actually, this is a figment of my imagination. I don't know if BB got any sons out there like that.
I don't know. You know, I'll find out. I'll tell you in the next show.
I don't really want to know. I don't want BB to come looking for me.
All right. Chances are he's a touring musician. He probably does have a few sons or daughters running around out there.
All righty, then. Good night, you guys.
Thank you, Gypsy. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
And once again, if you don't know why we're in such a jovial mood, it's because we've extended our contract. MSE Radio Network has decided to keep us for a year. And now that we've got the contract, we've got to work harder than ever to pay our room and board here.
Well, you know, that's the deal. We put the show on the air at the end of November, just wanting to try an idea. And we weren't sure if it was going to work. And we've seen that it really does. And we're really amazed by the community and the way it's building here. And this really seems like something that everybody can believe in.
Exactly. And for those poets that join in tonight and the ones that are listening at home that haven't tried it, your assignment for this week is to go out and find one friend that's a poet and to share the World Poetry Open Mic forum with them, the worldpoetryopenmic.net, KZKO, even MSC Sports, if they're sports fans, like soccer or racing or whatever. Share with them the news of our radio network, because really without them, we wouldn't be on the air.
It's true. I mean, one of the things that I know we listed as one of our goals at the very beginning was we would love to have people having World Poetry Open Mic kind of listening parties where groups of poets in the same town can get together and call in and listen to the show at the same time. And I think we're actually on the way. We're noticing that there's pockets of poets from around the country at least doing that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I just want to say before we close here how incredibly proud I am of the team here, how proud I am of KZKO and MSC Radio Network, and I really, really look forward to being able to bring this show into the homes of poets for not just this next year, but for a lot of years to come.
Exactly. And I want to say I'm very proud of Robert and Mama G and Mark Lilly and Ira.
Yeah.
And Tara, everybody involved
and on
with
the team,
MSC.
J. Todd Underhill, Mr. JT.
JT keeping us sane through all this madness.
Francis Swagger, our...
and we can't forget the executive producer, Mary Cohn.
Yeah, right.
Without her, we'd all be lost.
That's
so,
very true.
So where can they reach us again?
Once again, they can reach us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Yeah, go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. You can contact us in the contact form. That's the easy point. Or next week from 8 to 9 Mountain Standard Time, Friday night, 303-386-3598.
And once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Inside my head. California love.